听说有一天一个中国人说天不怕地也不怕，只怕美国人说中国话。
我听过有人咁讲，佢话天不怕地不怕，我最怕系外国人嚟到讲国语。
我是个美国人。
我系一个美国人。
That's why I'm going to speak English。
所以我将会系讲英文啊，唔会用国语同大家讲。
The message this morning is a missionary message。
今日我要讲嘅信息系一个差传、一个宣教嘅信息。
I'd like for you to turn to Matthew chapter 13 again.
我想大家来到再一次翻开我们的经文，马太福音第十三章。
You just read the parable of the sower.
刚刚大家都听过那个是关于撒种的比喻。
Jesus often used parables in his teaching.
耶稣很多时是用比喻来到教导人。
A parable is an earthly story.
这些比喻是讲到一些我们人俗世的事。
The things mentioned could happen in life.
但这些也都会发生在我们的生命里面。
But they teach a spiritual truth.
但是透过比喻是将一些属灵的真理来带出来。
We're going to look at verse 36 in chapter 13.
我们看第36节十三章第36节。
Jesus gave the parable, but you know, his disciples didn't get the real meaning.
当时耶稣和班门徒来讲到这些比喻，但是门徒不明白里面的意思。
Have you ever read the Bible and not understood something?
大家有没有试过你读圣经的时候，但是很不明白里面的内容呢？
What do you do?
那你怎么办呢？
Well, you can say, Lord, I just don't understand this. Please help me.
主啊，求你帮我，我真的不明白。
This is what his disciples did.
当时门徒就是这样做。
Verse 36.
在第36节那里。
Then he left the crowd and went into the house.
当耶稣离开众人，进入房子。
His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.
他的门徒进前来说，请把田间卑子的比喻讲给我们听。
See, they had a real interest, and he wanted to teach them.
他们真的很有心想去认识，所以耶稣来教导他。
He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man."
耶稣就回答说，那撒好种的人就是人子。
Now, the Son of Man is the name the Lord Jesus used.Of himself when he was here on earth.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他的称号就是人子。
He was 100% man.
他是 100% 是人。
At the same time, he was 100% God.
亦都他是完全的神。
He never used his godly powers for himself.
他不是用一些行神迹来到表现自己。
So here you have the one sowing the seed.Is the Lord Jesus.
这里我们看到这个撒种的人就是人子。
The field is the world.
这个田地就是这个世界。
He made the entire world.
他创造了这个宇宙世界。
And he's interested in every person in the world.
他也对里面的他创造的人很有兴趣。
Now he wants to plant seed in every country.
他希望将种来要撒到去不同的世界每一个角落。
He wants to plant seed among every people group.
他很想将这些种子来要撒到去每一个种族民族那里。
He wants to plant seed among every language group.
在不同的讲不同语言的民族的群体当中。
Now he says, the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom.
那些好种就是讲到天国之子。
It could be the daughters of the kingdom too.
也都包括了女儿们。
They're people who have owned him as king.
那些人来到敬奉那个君王。
They want to obey him.
他们想尊崇他。
Today we would say Christians.
今天就是我们一班的属于他的人基督徒。
So here you have Jesus wanting to plant people.
在这里我们看到耶稣很想栽培栽种我们这班的人。
People like you and me.
好像你和我一样。
And then it says, The weeds are the sons of the evil one.
而講到關於嗰啲卑子，就係嗰個那惡者之子。
They're sons of Satan. They're ones who haven't believed yet.
係跟從撒旦嘅。
They're under the power of Satan.
係喺撒旦嘅權勢底下嘅。
So here you have two people interested in planting.
啊，有兩類啊嘅人啊，主耶穌啊。
Jesus and Satan.
係耶穌同埋撒旦。
Okay, now.It says here, the weeds are the sons of the evil one. Satan is planting evil people in the world.
这里讲到卑子就是个恶者的儿子。这个就是撒旦很想是也都栽培一些恶者之子出来。
And some of the people are nice people, but they're misled by Satan.
有些人表面上他们都很好的，但是其实他们是在撒旦的权势底下的。
There was a missionary in northern Japan who said something to me.
有一个宣教士，佢喺日本嘅北边啊嚟到同我讲。
She was working with college students.
佢系喺啲大学生当中嚟到服侍嘅。
She said, "I have never met a college student who had not first met a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon."
佢话我遇到嘅大学生当中。很多時都首先被那些異端、耶和華見證人會、或者摩門教的人要接觸過他們。
The cults are sending people to all over the world with their error.
而現在今天這個世界很多異端、他們在全世界裡面很積極地來到擴展他們的工作。
And Satan is taking these people and planting them all over.
而撒旦就是在不同世界的角落来到栽种这些恶者之子。
The harvest is the end of this age, and the harvesters are angels.
收割的时候就是这个世界的末了，收割的人就是天使。
This is the time of planting.
现在就是那个栽种的时候。
One day Jesus is coming back again, and there will be a harvest.
有一天主耶稣再回来的时候，这个就是一个收割的时候。
Those who believe in him will be brought to live with him.
那些相信他的人会跟他一起。
The bad seed, the bad ones, they'll be enjoying Satan's place of punishment, hell.
而那些属于那恶者的人，当这个世界末了的时候，他就跟撒旦在一起。
And then in verse 40, as the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
第四十節至到第四十三節，將卑子獄出來，用火焚燒。世界的末了那要如此，人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作惡的從他國裡挑出來，丟在火爐裡，在那裡必要哀哭切齒了。那時二人在他們父的國裡要發出光來，像太陽一樣，有耳可聽的就应当听。
Question number one, where in the world does God want to plant his seed, his people?
第一个问题，神要在世界哪个角落来到去栽种这些好的种子呢？
In the world that he's created.
就是在他创造的世界里面。
Where the need to hear the gospel is greatest.
需要听福音的需要是非常之大。
One time Jesus said to his disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel."
一次耶稣对门徒讲，你哋要出去，将呢个福音传遍呢个万民。
The Lord Jesus is looking for people that he can plant.
耶稣就系寻找呢啲可以栽培、栽种嘅人出嚟。
God has voluntarily limited himself to save sinners in order to get the gospel out.
神是主动的，他降谦卑自己，来到限制自己， 以致呢個福音嚟到帶到俾世上嘅人。
He's not sending angels to preach the gospel.
佢唔係差遣天使嚟到去傳呢個福音。
See, the good angels, his servants, haven't sinned. They don't know about being saved from sin like you and me.
而嗰啲天使因為佢哋冇犯罪，佢哋冇好似我哋人咁曾經經歷過我哋喺罪惡當中，以致佢哋唔能夠去。將福音帶出去。
He wants to plant saved sinners.
他想來到去栽種這個種子，來到拯救人。
And I think he wants to plant them in places where the opportunity to hear is least.
而他很想在一些部族裡面，很多未必有機會來聽福音的群體裡面。
I live in Abbotsford.
我在阿波斯福斯那裡住。
There are over 80 churches in Abbotsford. 80.
阿波斯福士嗰度有超過80間嘅教會。
You can't go anywhere but what you bump into a Christian.
你行街嘅時候可能撞到嘅就都係啲基督徒。
The opportunity to hear the gospel is great.
喺嗰度要聽福音嘅機會係非常之嘅多。
Churches,
教會
Christians,
基督徒。
But there are some places in the world where there are millions of people.Who never even heard the name of Jesus.
但是今天在这个世界的角落有某些地方很多几百万人但是他们没有机会来听闻这个福音。
And they'll never know that God loves them and that he paid the penalty for their sins and as people will go to them and tell them.
那里很需要有人去到当中告诉他们听神爱他们为了来到拯救他们脱离罪恶。
Here,We have radio, TV, literature to tell us about God and His love.
喺度我哋可以睇到、接觸到電視啊、各類嘅媒體啊，可以聽到關於神嘅信息。
Other places have none of that.
但喺其有啲某啲嘅地方係呢啲係冇嘅。
And God looks at His world.
當神睇下呢個世界。
And He loves people in every country.
佢愛世上每一個人。
And he wants to take people in places where there are a lot of Christians and take some of them and plant them in these needy places.
他很想从一些很多基督徒的地方抽一些出来去到一些没什么机会听到福音的人的地方。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们打开哥林多前书第六章。
Chapter 6 verses 19.
第十九节。
1 Corinthians 6,
六章
19,
第十九節。
This is talking to Christians.
这个是对基督徒讲的。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
呢度第十九节嗰度咁讲，十九二十节，岂不知你们嘅身子就系圣灵嘅殿么？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
When you receive Christ as Savior, you ought to receive Him also as Lord, Master.
当你接受主耶稣基督为你救主的时候，你亦要接受他为你生命的主。
He owns us.
他拥有我们。
He has the authority to take us if he wanted by the scruff of the neck and plant us anywhere in his world that he wants.
他有这样的主权，可以捉住你，来到去将你来到摆到世界上某一个地方。
But he doesn't force us to allow him.
但他不想你要强迫我们。
He gives us the privilege of offering back to Him our body.
他给我们有这个特权来到去将我们的身体来献上。
And He's waiting for us to say, Lord, plant me wherever you want me.
他等候着我们说，对主耶稣说，说，主啊，你摆在我入什么地方呢？
Right now, we're planted here in Burnaby.
现在我们是在这个本拿比这个地方来到受栽种。
And God probably wants to take some from Burnaby who have been serving him and plant them in Africa or Asia.
有一天神可能要用我们当中的人将我们来栽种在 非洲或者亚洲呢啲嘅地方。
We ought to do him the honor of allowing him to plant us wherever he wants in his world.
我哋应该觉得好荣幸，有神嚟到用着我哋喺世界唔同嘅地方。
The next question: What kind of seed is God looking for?
第二个问题就系我哋属于咩嘅种子咧？
He can use anything that we know of or ability we have.Somewhere in his world,
佢可以用着我哋当中吓唔同嘅恩赐或者才干嚟到喺佢嘅宣教嘅工场上边。
Now in the world there are open countries and closed countries.
喺呢个世界上有啲系开放嘅国家，有啲系封闭嘅国家。
Some countries you can go in and you can be a missionary. You get a visa to be a missionary.
有啲国家佢就好开放，你可以用宣教士嘅身份嚟进入。
Other countries, you can't go in as a missionary, you have to go in as a professional.
有些国家他们不开放的，你要进入的时候是用一些专业的身份来进入。
You have to have some ability or training that the government wants, and then you can go in.
你有些才干或者技能，是那些国家是欢迎你来进入的。
If the country is open, you can go as a missionary, and you can teach and preach.
如果那些国家是开放的，你可以入到当中去教导，亦都传福音都可以。
God is looking for people to do that.
神系想呢啲嘅人嚟到去。
Those with business background and ability can go in and can serve God on the mission field.
有啲人吓，我哋当中有啲人系有商业嘅背景嘅，神亦都会用得着嚟到去到一啲嘅唔同嘅地方。
I belong to the Overseas Missionary Fellowship.
我系属于呢个海外嘅宣教嘅团契。
That's the old China Inland Mission, Mei Di Hui.
在以前在中国的叫内地会。
They're looking for businessmen to go and to do the business in mission homes for other missionaries on the field.
很需要一些有商业或者是背景的人去到中间来帮一些宣教士。
They take care of money and the books.
他们可以帮他理财。
They deal with the government officials about visas and passports.
亦都可以同當地嘅官員嚟到接洽一啲嘅簽證啊，或者搞呢啲嘅手續。
He's looking for people like that to plant in Thailand, in the Philippines or other places.
神就係需要呢啲咁嘅人去到泰國啊、菲律賓啊，或者啲其他嘅國家裏邊。
God is looking for people who are willing to go out and to be in charge of a mission home where missionaries come and rest.
亦都需要一啲人嚇幫手管理嘅，有啲宣教士居住嘅地方啊，或者係去一啲嘅度假嘅休息嘅地方。
They take care of cooking, washing, everything for the missionary, so the missionary can rest.
佢要幫手嚇煮飯啊、燙衫啊，做一啲家務嘅嘢。
God is looking for people who are teachers.
神亦都係好想當中有做老師嘅起嚟。
Do you like children? Do you teach children?
是喜歡小孩子的，喜歡教導孩童的。
In many mission fields, they have whole schools for the children of missionaries.
在這些國家裏面有很多的宣教的學校，很需要來的老師。
And they're all asking for teachers to come and teach missionary children.
是很需要一些老師來教導那些宣教士的子女。
And there are few that are going.
但是不是那麼多人來到去。
If the missionaries' children are not taught, then the missionaries have to come home.
如果嗰啲宣教士嘅仔女佢哋冇人教佢，佢哋好多时就要离开嗰度，翻翻去佢出嚟嘅地方。
Closed countries are looking for special people.
系嗰啲封闭嘅国家，亦都好需要一啲特殊嘅人。
They're looking for experts in agriculture.
需要一啲喺农业嗰方面系有专长嘅人。
They're looking for computer experts to teach computer science.
也需要一些嘅喺有电脑常识嘅人嚟到教导要使用电脑。
Anything to do with science and technology, they're welcoming them to come, even if the country's closed.
好多系受过科学或者技能嘅，佢哋都好需要呢啲咁嘅人才。
We have a professional in Cambodia.
在柬埔寨我们有一个专业的人士。
She was a concert violinist, tops.
她是在音乐会里面做拉小提琴的。
She's been teaching music in a university in Cambodia.
佢喺柬埔寨喺大學裏邊要教音樂。
Can't preach on the street. She can't preach on the street, but can talk one to one to people.
佢唔能夠公開嘅嚟到傳福音，但係佢可以喺學校裏邊一對一嘅同佢嚟到傾偈。
Indonesia is closed to missionaries.
喺印尼亦都係一個好封閉嘅國家，宣教士唔可以入去。
But it's wide open to professionals to go in.
但係喺嗰個國家裏邊係對專業嘅人士係打開手嚟歡迎我哋。
God is looking for professional people who know Christ, who are willing to go in and work, teach in university, do other things, and then live for Christ.
神係需要一啲屬於佢嘅人喺佢當中，喺呢家呢封閉嘅國家裏邊去教導佢哋，亦都將個信仰傳開俾傳遞俾佢哋。
Some of our professionals in our mission.Have this background. I'm going to mention the backgrounds.
我哋有啲人有唔同嘅背景。
One was a resource economist.
喺印尼有一啲係特別係對能源嗰方面係一啲經濟學家。
One had experience in journalism.
有啲係對新聞學係好有認識嘅。
He's teaching how to write for newspapers, magazines.
是教一些人怎样写作在杂志在报章。
One was an architect.
有些是画迹师。
He's teaching architecture in university.
也都在大学里面你要教画迹。
Another was a biochemist.
有些是生化物学家。
Teaching chemistry in a university.
教化学在大学里面。
One was a town planter.
有些是城市的规划师。
One was a dietitian.
有些是营养师。
Teaching, you know, what to eat and how to make it taste better and healthy.
教我们应该怎样吃东西，也都小心的，怎样整好些，好美的东西。
One was a geologist.
有一个是地质学家。
And then some were accountants, you know, they like to balance books and things.
有些人好像是我做事那样，是一些做会计的人。
And then many of them taught English.
有些是教英文的老师。
There's something for you to do regardless of your background and training.
所以无论你的背景是什么，或者你受过什么训练，神都可能用得着你们。
Now, where do these people come from that God wants to plant?
这些人究竟在哪里来的呢？
From churches like this one.
是在不同的教会里面，好像这间本纳比众恩堂。
I looked out at the first Chinese service and at the English service, and now, what potential in your church?
我已经呢堂系佢第三堂要讲到啊，佢睇到我嘅教会系好有潜质嘅。
Someone said, if every local church sent just two of their people to a mission field, the job of preaching the gospel all over the world would be done in one generation, just a few short years.
如果每一间本地的教会都能够差派两个人起来的话，在十年间，即是在这个年代，福音就可以遍传了。
Now, there are long-term missions, and there are short-term missions.
有长期的宣教士，也都有些短期的宣教士。
Many of the Chinese churches send out young people in the summer or send out groups.For 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever, very good.
很多中國教會，他們差派一些去兩三個月，即是短期的宣教士。
A group went out from Canada and they went to a Central American country for 3 weeks.
有些教會他差派一些短期宣教士三個禮拜落到去中美洲那裡。
Now, they could only speak English. Many of them couldn't speak Spanish.
因为他们主要的语言都是讲英文，他们不能够讲西班牙话。
Well, you can help build a building.
又可以帮手来到起一些建筑物。
You can paint a house for the missionaries.
可以帮宣教士的居所来到游游。
If they speak English, you can help with a daily vacation Bible school for children.
你可以帮手圣经暑期学校做教导的工作。
And this is good.
这些是很好的。
But at the end of 1-3 weeks, the leaderAsk one of the local people, how did you like the work the young people did?
在当地有一个同工去问完了三个礼拜的短宣的行程，问他们。
He said, it was good, But they only gave us 3 weeks of sympathy.
他的回答就是, 很可惜,
he said, why don't they come and live among us and learn the language and stay with us?
为什么他们不可以留下来学习我们的语言在我们中间来生活呢?
Short-term missions are good, but they will never win the world for Christ.
短期的宣教是好的, 但他不能够有一个
It's good to go out and to smell and to see and then to come home and promote missions in your church. Good.
短期的宣教是给我们扩阔我们的眼界，了解我们的需要，这些都是好的。
But God is looking for people who will go and spend 3-4 years to learn a language, culture, customs.
但神也更需要一些人愿意花三四年的时间学习当地的语言文化。 在他们中间的生活,
what can your local church do for missions?
今天我们本来比众恩堂，我们在宣教那里的承担是怎样呢?
First, you can pray.
我们可以祈祷。
Jesus said one time, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send out laborers into his harvest field.
这里我们可以求差派这个庄稼收割的主差派工人出去。
I think he wants moms and dads to pray that God would give them the privilege of having a son or daughter go out.
在这里我们作为父母的，我们要祈求神有一天可能要用着我们的子女，要成为宣教士。
I think he wants grandparents to say, God give us the privilege of having a grandchild, a granddaughter, a son go out as a missionary.
我们当中做祖父母的，也都可以这样来祈求神啊。 我真的觉得很荣幸，如果你在中间，你要用我的孙或者成为宣教士。
I know those of you who are parents, you want the children to stay around. You know, when you get older, they'll take care of you.
我都知道，很明白啊，中国人，我都好想啊，老嘅时候，我哋嘅仔女都喺我哋嘅身边。
I know you grandparents, you want your grandchildren to be there so you can spoil them.
特别做祖父母嘅，好想啲孙儿啊，你可以种下佢啊，咁样喺你旁边。
But God wants us to come and to offer them to Him. And then God wants us to support those who go out with our money.
神也都好想我哋要支持一啲已经出咗去嘅，用金钱去支持佢哋。
If they're out there, we can send them emails and letters.
我哋都可以将一啲问候嘅电子邮件、一啲信件嚟到去俾一啲嘅宣教士。
We may send some from church to go out and visit them for 2 or 3 weeks and see what they're doing, encourage them.
亦都可以从我哋中间差派啲人去到佢哋中间，有两三个礼拜嚟到鼓励佢哋，帮佢哋。
Then the question comes, what will it cost me to be missionary minded?
所以这个问题，现在这个问题就是，究竟做一个宣教士，究竟我要付咩嘅代价呢？
It'll cost you a lot.
这个的确，这个负重极重嘅代价。
Suppose God wanted to take one of you, and He takes young people today, and He takes retired people who have experience.
神唔单止今日嚟到呼召一啲嘅年青人，亦都呼召一啲年长嘅。
Suppose he was going to take you and plant you as a professional in China.
假若神要将你摆喺中国里边,
what would you have to suffer?
你会经历到咩嘅难处呢?
You'd have to leave your family.
你要离开你嘅家园,
you'd leave your church.
离开你嘅教会,
you may have to learn another dialect of Chinese, or you may have to learn Tibetan or something like that.
你可能要学习一个陌生的语言，好像西藏话。
You may have to learn new customs and culture.
要重新适应那里的文化风俗。
You may have to do other things.
你可能要做一些其他的事。
It'll cost you.
这个你要付出沉重的代价。
I'm going to read from Luke chapter 18.
我现在读出是路加福音第18章。
Luke 18.
路加福音第18章。
We'll get to it here. It's going to cost you something, but it's worth it.
这个我们的代价是非常沉重，但是很值得去做。
18:29 says this, I tell you the truth, Jesus said to them, to Christians, to his disciples, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parent or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age or in this life and in the age to come eternal life.
在路加福音第18:29-30嗰度咁记载，耶稣话：我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋，或是妻子儿女、弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
When I went to Asia, I left my family and home.
当我做宣教时候，我离开我家园，离开我屋企。
When I was in Shanghai or Taiwan or Singapore, I always had friends and they treated me like family.
當我曾經住過喺上海、喺台灣、喺新加坡，我都一樣識到好多嘅朋友。
Most of them were Chinese Christian friends.
好多係中國嘅信徒朋友。
Fantastic.
真好啊。
God is no man's debtor. God doesn't want to make you miserable.He wants to make you as happy as it's possible for a human being to be.
神好想我哋过得好开心、好快乐。
There is a cost to it.
但系要付代价嘅。
I can remember when I left Buffalo, New York, to get on a railroad train to go to New York City to get on a ship and to sail for Shanghai, China.
当我记得我曾从呢个水牛城纽约州嘅水牛城。坐火車去到紐約，跟住我坐船，這個船是去上海。
I was 20 years old.
當時我是20歲而已。
Going to China.
去中國。
My mother at the railroad station said this to me.
我媽媽在火車站那裡這樣跟我說。
She said, for one going to the mission field, they have to suffer. It means everything.
如果一個人要去宣教的工場，他要犧牲很多的東西。
But she said it also means everything for those of us who are left behind and will miss the one who goes.
而呢个牺牲亦都对留喺嗰度嘅人都系一个好大嘅付上一个代价。
But then she said, nothing is too precious to give to the Lord.
但系冇嘢系太宝贵唔献翻俾神。
You remember Hudson Taylor? How many of you have ever heard of Hudson Taylor?
大家知唔知道戴德森？
戴德森 ，Oh, hey, you're very good at that. He's read books. That's great. Hudson Taylor suffered. If anyone suffered,
戴德森为咗中国，佢摆上非常非常之多。
When he went to China, he was misunderstood by even other missionaries.
当去到中国嘅时候，佢亦都被其他嘅宣教士误会。
He decided to wear Chinese clothes and to wear a pigtail.
他決定了穿一些中國傳統的服裝，也都是有個馬尾。
That's right. Other missionaries laughed at him and said he was crazy.
其他宣教士很不贊同他的做法，說這個人都瘋狂的。
Chinese people said he's one of us.
但是中國人覺得他是他們的朋友。
But he suffered from the heat.
他也都忍受非常炎熱的天氣。
Other times he suffered from the cold.
有時他也都要抵受嚴寒的天氣。
He said, I want to go into the interior. Nobody's in the interior. All the missionaries are on the coast.
他也都很想去到深入到內陸的地方，因為很多時候宣教士都在沿岸的地方來。
And the other missionary said, wait until all the people believe here and then go in then.
他說，其他宣教士說，喂，唔使咁急，你先等沿岸嘅省份嘅人都信咗耶稣，你先入去啦。
He said all those people there will never hear; they'll die and go to an eternal hell.
但系佢话唔等得嘅，如果唔系喺内地嘅人好多，佢哋冇机会认识呢个福音。
So he went into the interior. He was robbed. He was beaten.
所以佢就落到深入到去中国嘅内地里边。佢曾经俾人偷过、抢过嘢。
He was sick most of the time.
很多時患病。
He was hated by some people.
很多人憎恨他。
His child died and he buried a child in China.
他的兒子，有一個兒子都是在中國裡面來到過身。
Then his wife died and she was buried in China.
而个太太亦都系喺中国过身，亦都喺埋葬喺中国里边。
If anyone sacrificed for Jesus, it was Hudson Taylor.
如果有人话佢系为主摆上嘅，呢个就系戴德森。
But at the end of his life, he said this.
喺佢临离世之前，佢咁讲。
I have never made a sacrifice for Jesus. In the light of what he has done for me, nothing I could do for him can be called a sacrifice.
他自己咁讲，佢话我从冇为主嚟到献上啲乜嘢。喺从神嘅角度，佢点样嘅为我所做嘅，其实我所摆上啊，我想为佢做嘅，唔算啲乜嘢，唔算得牺牲。
It's my duty and privilege.
呢个系我嘅责任，呢个系我嘅特权。
You remember King David in the Old Testament?
啊，记得大卫喺旧约嘅时候。
He said, "I will not sacrifice to the Lord God burnt offerings that cost me nothing."
呢个喺撒母耳记下第24章24节嗰度咁记载，大卫咁讲，佢话我唔会将白白得来嘅物品。来到作为这个献祭要献给神。
I'm going to tell you about my mother.
我想跟大家分享我妈妈。
I had a fantastic mother.
她是一个非常非常好的母亲。
When my mother was married, she had received the Lord, but no one taught her. She was just a baby Christian.
当她结婚没多久，她就成为了一个基督徒。在当时是一个初信的姐妹。
She married my father, who wasn't a Christian.
佢当佢同佢先生结婚嘅时候，佢先生仍未信主嘅。
Nobody had taught her that Christians ought to marry Christians.
冇人曾经同佢讲过基督徒应该同翻基督徒嚟配合。
And before they got married, she said, "Well, now you'll go to church with me." So she went to church every Sunday.
所以佢净系佢每一個禮拜日都要翻教會。
He said, "Oh yes, I'll go to church with you."
咁佢先生就真係跟佢嚟到翻教會。
She thought every Sunday. He thought Christmas and Easter.
而佢媽媽就每一個禮拜都翻，但係佢好多時間淨係聖誕節啊或者復活節啊先翻。
And my mother prayed for my father to be saved for 18 years.
而佢媽媽為咗佢為咗佢嘅先生。有十八年要为佢嘅得救祈祷。
The first year I went home at Christmas from Bible College, I went to church and my father went. It was Christmas.
Okay. 喺第一年我读完神学之后，读完圣经学院，我翻到屋企，爸爸亦都同佢一齐去教会。当时系圣诞节。
And at the end, the pastor stood up and he said, "Maybe there's someone here who's never asked Christ to be their Savior and they'd like to do it tonight."
當時嘅牧者就咁樣講，會唔會有一個人你願意喺今晚，你就願意接受耶穌基督成為救主咧
？I walked over from the other side of the church and put my arm around my father and said, "Wouldn't you like to receive Christ now?"
當時Reverend Vist 繼續走到去佢爸爸嘅身旁，拍下佢膊頭，爸爸，你想唔想今晚你就願意接受耶穌基督
？And he said yes.
佢話願意。
I almost fainted.
我差唔多晕咗。
I've been praying for it for a number of years.
因为我为着佢嘅得救祈祷咗多年。
And that night he gave his heart to the Lord.
喺嗰天晚上，佢就将佢嘅心交翻俾神。
My mother said he was sweet before, but after he became a Christian, he was much sweeter.
我太太咁形容佢，佢以前都好好噶啦，但系佢信咗耶稣之后更加好。
I remember about 3 months after I became a Christian, my mother took me to church from Cradle Roll. I had to go.
我記得我係
Since I was a little baby, she took me to church.
我記得我係一個好細嘅 BB 嘅時候，我媽媽帶我去教會裏邊。
When I was 11 years old, I had to go to a special confirmation class, 2 hours, where you learn Bible stories and all sorts of other things.
当我11岁嘅时候，教会有一个坚信礼我要听好多嘅教训啊，两三个钟头。
And then I had to go 2 hours every Saturday for another year.
而我每个礼拜亦都要星期六要听两个钟头。
There were 40 high school young people in the big class the pastor taught.
是一班很大的，有成四十个学生的个牧者来教。
We had to stand up and teach, tell the Bible stories. We had to quote scripture, hundreds of scriptures we had to memorize.
我要学习要讲圣经，亦都背好多嘅金句吓，几十句嘅金句。
At the end in church, they had a service and they shook our hands and said, "Now you are a church member."
咁完咗之后咧，可能嗰啲就系会友班啊，佢帮我握握手，哦，你就系我哋教会嘅会友。
That pastor and no one else in church had ever said.Do you know Christ as your personal Savior? Are you a Christian?
當時我去的教會，沒有人問我，你是不是已經重新得救呢？你是不是已經接受耶穌基督為你的救主呢？
I don't even think that pastor knew the Lord.
我都懷疑究竟我的牧者是不是一個真正重新得救的人呢？
We had to change churches, and my mother took me, she was still taking me, 14 years old. She took me to this little Baptist church just down the street.
後來我媽咪嚇轉另外一間教會，佢帶埋我去。當時我係十四歲，去一間浸信會，一間好細嘅教會。
And for the first time, I heard a pastor give the way of salvation, and that Christ died for my sins, and that I needed to receive Him.
係第一次我喺嗰度要聽到神嘅救贖呢個福音嚇，主耶穌基督為我哋嘅罪要死嚟到拯救我哋。
The second week, I said to the pastor, "I like what you said."What do I have to do to join your church?
咁第二個禮拜，我哋同牧師講，我可以做啲乜嘢，我先可以加入你嘅教會咧？
Wrong question, but he didn't look shocked at all.
我問得唔係好啱，但係佢嘅反應亦都唔係話太過特別。
He said, "Do you know Christ as your own personal Savior?"
你有冇？你知唔知道主耶穌基督？你有冇接受佢為你係你嘅救主咧？
Nobody ever asked me that.
從未有人問過我。
If he would have said, "Have you memorized any scripture?" I could have said hundreds of verses.
如果他另外一個問題問我，你有冇記得好多聖經裏邊嘅金句咧，百多句咧？我話我有。
If he said, "Do you know any of the Bible stories?" I could have said, "I think I know all of them, Old Testament and New."
如果他問我，喂，你知唔知道聖經嘅故事咧？我會如數家珍咁樣嚟到同佢講啊，聖經舊約新約嘅聖經嘅故事。
I had a lot of knowledge here, but I hadn't received the Lord.
我有好多嘅頭腦嘅知識，但係我內心裏邊卻冇主耶穌基督。
He explained the way of salvation and said, "Tonight, if you really want to do it, when you go home, kneel down alongside your bed and thank the Lord in a businesslike way for dying for you. Receive Him."
佢就教我，你今晚翻去你自己祈禱。願意跪喺佢面前，願意接受佢為你嘅救主，多謝佢嘅拯救。
And I did.
我做咗。
And I said, "Lord, I prayed before, but in business-like way, I've never said, 'Forgive me for my sins and come into my life and be the Savior I need and take control of my life.'"
Did you do it?
I did it.
You didn't. Okay. 我冇做到咧，就係。接受佢，唔单止接受佢为我救主，亦都系生命嘅主。
And I think I was expecting some liver shiver or something exciting to happen. Nothing happened.
我期望我做咗咁嘅决定，会有啲好奇异嘅嘢喺我身上嚟到发生，但系冇出现过。
And I thought, well, maybe I said the wrong words.
可能我讲嘅嘢唔啱听啦。
But the next morning when I got up, I was different.
但系我第二朝早上我起嚟嘅时候。我是一個新造的人。
And I said to my mother, "Can I go to prayer meeting with you on Wednesday night?"
我可唔可以同你一齊星期三晚去祈禱會啊
？First church where I was brought up, they never had prayer meetings. And she said yes.
我媽媽話好啊，你同我一齊去啦。
And I went to the prayer meeting and I looked around and there were only about 25 people.
我去到祈禱會嗰度，有差唔多啊望下，原來有廿幾個人。
Most were real old with white hair, you know, about ready to die.
好多人咧都系啊，好有晒白发嘅吓，好老嘅啊，都系预备等住等住去嘅。
There were only three young people, and I was one of them. But I thought it was terrific because these people were talking to God, and they meant it.
喺嗰度我见到只系有三个年青人，好似Reverend Rees 一样，所以佢好都亦都好兴奋。
And a couple months later, they had a missionary conference, first one I'd ever been to.
在几个月之后，他们有一个宣教的年会，宣教士的 conference.
And on Wednesday night, there were 9 young people from the Buffalo Bible Institute giving their testimony.
有九個學生從喺個水牛城嘅聖經學院裏邊同我哋嚟分享。
And I was there, and my high school friend, boyfriend was there, and there was a girl who was in college. 3 of us, the only young ones in the 25 people who were there.
喺嗰度，我中學嘅一個老友記，男嘅嚇，另外一個女嘅，當時係讀緊大學噶啦。
And I looked at it. I thought 8 of the 9 are girls.
而嚟同我哋分享嘅九個人當中，有八個係姊妹嚟嘅。
You know, one said she was going to India, and another to Africa. You know, and they were all going to the mission field.
佢哋個個都去唔同嘅地方宣教，喺印度啊、非洲啊。等等的地方。
I said, where are the men? Aren't they going?
咁當時Reverend Wiss 咁諗，咦，究竟啲男嘅去曬邊咧？
Yeah, women sometimes are more quick to obey God than we men.
女嘅好多時都係好對神個反應好快嚇，願意嚟到順服神嘅帶領。
When I went out, I left in 1948, before some of you were born, to go to China.
當我離開。美國嘅時候係1948年，我睇在座中間好多人都未出世。
At that time, they didn't take married people. You went out single.
喺嗰個時候，佢哋唔係好歡迎一啲嘅結咗婚嘅人啊，所以當時佢係單身嘅嚟前。
They figured going out single, you'd have more time to learn the language, and you wouldn't have to take care of a wife or a husband, and you could get the language quicker.
因為當時佢哋嘅諗法就係，如果你係單身嘅，你可以多啲嘅時間。去學習語言啊、文化啊、風俗啊咁樣。
But they were getting so many single women and so few single men.
但係當時好多嘅都係單身嘅姊妹要出去，單身嘅男性真係好少。
Now missions are a little smarter. They're sending out more married couples than singles. And if you send a married couple, you get at least one man every two.
而家就聰明咗啦！差傳嘅機構啊，宣教嘅機構。好多時都係差派一啲宣教士係夫婦嘅出去，最低限度兩個人中間有一個係男嘅啦。
When the pastor at the end, he said, "Now maybe there's someone here who would like to head for the mission field, and you feel God wants you on the mission field. Would you stand?"
喺嗰個聚會嗰度啊，牧者就呼籲喺中間有冇人願意被神使用嚟到去到宣教嘅工場。
I looked around and I thought the chances of anyone going from this group are pretty small.
當時Reverend Wiss 望下在座中間要出去嘅機會實在係好低。
And I didn't really want God to want me at that time. I hardly knew what a missionary was.
當時我都唔係好清楚，我亦都唔想去回應呢個呼召。
But I couldn't get away from it, and I stood up.
但係我內心有呢個聲音我就願意當時就起咗身。
And my boyfriend next to me.Without my knowing it, he stood up, and so did the other girl. Just 3 young people, and we all stood up.
當時就係嗰三個年青人一齊要企起身，願意接受神嘅差遣。
She's been in India, was about 40 years, and my boyfriend was a president of a Christian school.
佢當時嘅嗰個姊妹就去咗印度去宣教有40年，另外佢個老友記咧就係一間嘅。是一間嘅神學院嘅一個主席
，President of a Christian school，
係一個基督教學校嘅校長。
Yeah，and that's when I headed for China. But it was 6 years. I had to go to Bible school and prepare. And on my 20th birthday, I got on a ship in New York City to sail for Shanghai, China.
經過6年嘅神學訓練。二十歲嘅時候，佢就要坐只船去上海。
And when I left Buffalo，
當我離開水牛城嘅時候
，My mother，
我媽媽
，she said to me，
佢同我講
，You know when someone leaves to go to the mission field， it means everything to them。It's going to be sacrifice。
呢個對特別一個母親嚟講係一個好重大嘅一個犧牲。
But she says。It means everything to those of us who are left behind. It's going to be a sacrifice for us too.
唔單止係對離開嘅人有一個付上好大嘅犧牲，對留低嘅人亦都係一個極大嘅犧牲。
Did I tell you when I was at the missionary conference and stood up that night that my mother came over from the side, threw her arms around me and kissed me? I guess I told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
在那晚她做这个决定给神来用的时候，她妈妈在那个差传晚，那个会的晚上拥抱她。
She prayed for her son to go to the mission field.
她也都为着她的儿子来祷告，希望差派她的宣教的工作。
And I'm an only child.
她是她妈妈的唯一的儿子。
And she missed seeing my children grow up. We only came home every 4 years or so.
她每四年才回去可以有机会见到她母亲。
You see, the question this morning isn't, am I called to be a missionary or to be in missions? The question is, am I willing to fit into God's plan and allow Him to plant me wherever He wants?
今天那个问题并不是说我有没有神给我这个呼召呢，而是最重要的就是作为我是怎样配合到神他自己在这个世界这个计划是怎样。
If God takes some from here and sends you out to the mission field, it's no greater honor to serve God on the mission field as it is to serve God here.
其实这个是一个极大的荣耀，我们有机会来到可以服侍这个有真有活的神，如果今天神要在从我们中间来差派一些人出去。
People are lost there and they're lost here.
在那里有一些失丧的灵魂，在这里也有一些失丧的灵魂。
But where does God want to plant you?
但神究竟想用在你哪里的地方呢？
Let's bow in prayer.
我们一起低头的祈祷。
I'd like you to just pray and respond to the message.
我想大家都低头来到去怎样的作出这个思想，也都回应神发出的这个信息。
Will you be willing to pray, Lord, you know all about me, you know where I can best glorify you, plant me wherever you want in your world.
你愿不愿意给神来到用，无论他要去在哪个地方，你要栽种你，要去放你在那个地方成为别人的祝福，你有没有这么愿意的心呢？
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would answer the prayers that have been prayed.
神啊，我愿意你垂听我们每人的祷告。
I pray that you would make this church a missionary church that would bring joy to your heart.
愿意你使用这间教会成为差派工人的教会，以致你的心得到满足。
I pray that you would use those who are planted here right now.
为着一班已经在这里受栽种的，我们献上感谢。
And as Lord of the harvest, I pray that you might choose some to be able to plant them in needy places where people might hear of your love and your kindness.
你是那位收割的主，差派工人的主，求你在我们中间来兴起工人来出去，以致将你的爱，将你的救赎，这个恩典和人分享。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
Thank you so much.